Let's go to the home movies now, and we do it with Eddie Ivamy from the film blog jordaneandeddie.wordpress.com. Eddie, good morning.
Hello, Tony. Thanks for having me again this morning.
You're very welcome. We're going to talk about the film Eddie the Eagle in a moment, but let's start with The Jungle Book. Now, this is a new version and not to be confused with the very popular children's animated film.
Yes, Tony. So it is a little bit different to the old 1967 classic that we've all probably seen at one stage or other. This new Jungle Book retelling is directed by Jon Favreau, who kind of rose to fame as a filmmaker with Iron Man. And he's kind of come to the family fair here again. He's dabbled in it before, but yeah, this is a very faithful retelling of Rudyard Kipling's very famous book. Probably not one for the young kids, because it is a little bit scary at times, but it's, an impressive film in a lot of ways, visually, and look, without a doubt, an absolutely huge success for Disney, who released this film. It's made just under $1 billion at the box office, so that's not a bad bit of work for Disney.
Okay, now we should never assume that anyone's seen it way back in 1967 and in between times or this and understands the general synopsis of the story. How does it go?
Yeah, so look, Tony, this is a well-loved story of a young boy who he is played by Seth Neely. He's the young actor here in a film that's virtually all animated. And look, the story is that this young Mowgli is lost in the jungle there and raised by animals out there in the jungle. He's taken under the wing of a panther, Bagheera, and then he's kind of raised them by packs of wolves, and he lives just like one of them. So he's lost his kind of human side, and he's become a bit of a wild boy out there in the jungle, and in this kind of world of animals, he's a bit, out of place, and there's some animals that don't really want him around. So he meets this villainous tiger known as Shere Khan, who hears his voice by Idris Elba, very menacingly, and he kind of has to have this journey here where he makes his mark in the jungle and is accepted while these other nasty animals don't want him there. So it's a bit of a kind of funny kind of out there story, but it definitely works, obviously, over these large number of years that it's been around in book form and film form, and obviously Disney thought it was time to have a revamp of the whole thing.
Yes, I noticed one of the taglines is, "The legend will never be the same." So just if you think you know The Jungle Book, maybe you don't, according to this latest version. Now, you mentioned Idris Elba, one of the very high-profile voices actors who's lent his voice to this. There's many other big names, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jon Favreau has obviously got quite a goodwill with a lot of the actors in Hollywood, and he's recruited Bill Murray, who voices Baloo the bear, who pretty much really is the perfect Baloo. I can't think of a better lovable bear. He just seems to fit that bill very well. And then you've got Scarlett Johansson pops up in it as the snake car. Christopher Walken as King Louis, the big gorilla type kind of king of the jungle there. He does a fantastic job and even gets to test out his vocal ability singing a few songs. And it's an absolutely star-studded cast, and it's always good to have recognisable voice actors, I think, in these type of films. They do add a different flavour, and Bagheera as well is voiced by Sir Ben Kingsley, so there's a lot of royalty, both young and old, from Hollywood that have joined this film, and it's definitely they're probably one of the highlights as well as the CGI.
Yes,
they really do instill the character as well.
I noticed the very popular Lupita Nyong'o is also one of the voices of Raksha, but comedian Gary Shandling voices Icky. I wonder if he was an unusual choice.
Yeah, he did well, actually, the little Icky. I kind of don't know what animal he was. Actually, he was a little bit of a funny little thing, and he has a few really good little moments there with Baloo and Mowgli when they kind of meet and become friends there in the jungle. And there's a bit of comedy in here, but it is, I would say overall, it's quite a dark retelling of the tale. So it is probably not, if you're going to think going into it that it's all songs and dances and all a bit of a lovey-dovey affair with the animals there, it doesn't really turn out that way. So I think some young children may definitely be frightened by it all, and even maybe some adults might find themselves a little bit scared at some times.
I did notice on one of the reviews it is rated PG for parental guidance, so perhaps the adults and the kids could hold each other's hand through those parts.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a few moments of terror in the film, but saying that, there is some really lovely bits for the whole family where there's songs that we all know and love, like Bare Necessities, and I want to be like you. They all get a bit of a show in here, so obviously Disney made sure that they still paid a bit of a homage to things that worked well in the past for them, and while retelling the story in a different way. So, overall though, Tony, I must say that the one thing that the film lacked a little bit, sadly, was for a film that really has a lot of heart and soul, the story that has a lot of heart and soul, I think the film missed the mark a little bit there. Look, visually you'll be blown away. There's a lot of impressive voice performances, as we said, but for some reason a little bit of the core element that makes the story such a classic doesn't really transpire onto the film overall, and I think maybe a little bit of that is to do with young Seth Narley as well as, Mowgli. He's a little bit out of his depth, I think, as a first-time actor. It must be a very hard task to, as a young performer, to play all these roles that you need to do.
How old do you reckon he is?
Oh, I reckon he would have to be about 8 or 9. He wouldn't be much older.
So that's a big responsibility then,
isn't it? It's a very big responsibility, and I don't think that he nails it completely. But, I mean, imagining acting with imaginary characters and things like this, it must be a very tough job. I've heard experienced actors speak about doing things that are largely CGI-based, and it does take a little bit of getting used to. So, look, he probably gave it a really good crack, but I think for a film that really needed Mowgli to be this really lovable little kid and an actor that really nailed it, probably doesn't really get there in the end.
Yeah, there's not a lot of feeling and emotion comes out of the old blue screen, is there, when you've got to work against
that's it, isn't it? Yeah,
one of those.
That's the trick with films like this. It's how do you get that across, and I think some films like Avatar and obviously Lord of the Rings with Gollum, they've managed to do it through these uses of technology, but some films can't kind of get over that line, which is a little bit unfortunate. But
yeah, sets a high standard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Look, you know, kids aged between that maybe 8 and 14 age bracket are going to love it. I'm sure there's adults that will really like it as well, and judging by the box office receipts and critical reception, I think it's been one of the year's probably biggest, if not the biggest, successes when everyone kind of goes back to what people thought it might do. I think people thought it might be a big hit, but not as big of a hit as it ended up being.
Okay, slightly misses the mark, but still worth a look.
Yeah, absolutely, especially technology-wise. I mean, the animals here, especially Shere Khan and Baloo and characters like this, they do seem photo-real. It's going to take a little investigation, the deeper investigation to kind of find faults in it, because it looks fantastic on the big screen.
Yeah, never cease to be amazed these days with some of the things they can come up with.
It's absolutely incredible, mate, and I think this is, it's actually another Jungle Book coming out in not too distant future that's going to be directed by Andy Serkis, who played Gollum. He's doing a version of the Jungle Book that will be all kind of captured through actors, so this one got in first, but there'll be another Jungle Book not too far down the track that will be another telling of this story with actors playing the animal. So that'll be very interesting to see how that works.
All right, that's Eddie Ivamy's opinion of The Jungle Book. This is Overnights on ABC Local Radio, and I'm Tony Arthur. And we turn our attention now to a second movie. Now, many of us would remember a character by the name of Eric the Eel from the Sydney Olympics, but if we go back to 1988... he was gazumped, really, by a competitor at the Winter Olympics who was nicknamed Eddie the Eagle, and now his story's on film.
Absolutely. So, look, Tony, I can't lie. I didn't know much about Eddie the Eagle before I'd watched this film. I'd missed the mark a little bit. I was born in the 90s, so...
I was going to say, you sound too young.
So I did miss a little bit of the Eddie the Eagle hype, but, yeah, look, it's obviously a feel-good story of this Eddie Edwards from the UK, who ended up at the 1988 Winter Olympics in the ski jumping category, and he was representing England, obviously, there. And look, the story is just—it's quite bizarre, really. You probably wouldn't believe it if it didn't actually happen. But this really determined young fellow here—he set his sights on all he wanted to do was get to the Olympics. He didn't really care in what category to begin with, and he found ski jumping as a bit of a niche. There wasn't many people in the UK doing it, and ended up here competing in the Winter Olympics against these, amazing European skiers. And look, the ski jumping itself obviously is not something that you can just go and do. It looks quite frightening, even in the film here. It's a very, dangerous sport. But this guy, he went out there and did it, and he might not have been the best. He probably was the worst there, but it really just shows his determination in this film, which must be said is probably largely, I guess, Hollywoodized in many ways, but the core aspect of him getting to these Olympics is all there in the film.
Several actors play him as a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old, but most of the action, I assume, is when he's an adult, and he's played by Taron Egerton. Don't know the name.
Yeah, look, Taron Egerton, Tony, rose to fame in the Kingsman, The Secret Service, which was released last year. So he was a bit of an unknown before that and got a role in that film, and that was a really big success for him. And he's popped up in little tales like Legend and now obviously got the title role here in Eddie the Eagle. And look, he's a pretty impressive young actor. He must be, you know, early 20s. And, yeah, look, did a really good job in The Kingsman, The Secret Service. And the film here, Eddie the Eagle, is actually produced by the director of The Kingsman, The Secret Service. So he's obviously enjoyed his time there with Taron and got him a role here as Eddie Edwards, who, look, probably isn't the most handsome guy going around, whereas Taron Egerton is probably a bit more of a pretty boy type character, and he does a really good job of inhabiting Eddie Edwards there. He's got a very unique look, wide-rimmed glasses, bit of a dag. But yeah, look, he does a really good job here. Taron probably doesn't suit the character 100%, but he gives it a really, really good crack, and I think he's done a really good job of what I saw of the archival footage of Eddie Edwards.
Okay, now Taron Egerton may not be that familiar to Australian audiences, but the actor who plays his charismatic coach we would definitely identify.
Absolutely, Tony, our very own Hugh Jackman, in, it must be said, a role that he hasn't really done before. He's the, look, a bit of a hard done by ex ski jumper who's living the life now of a bit of a sad sack character who missed his chance to succeed, and he's out there working on the slopes. But look, he is a made-up character, so for this film he was entirely made up just for this film. But look, Hugh Jackman does a really good job of this character. His name is Bronson Perry, and he's, yeah, obviously an ex-ski jumper, didn't really make the most of his talent, and ends up taking Eddie the Eagle under his wing, and they work together to, you know, try to do the best they can. And like we said, it might not be the best at the Olympics, and but he still gives it a really good go. And I think that's why he became this figure, isn't it? Everyone just thought, this is a guy having a go where the rest of us are sitting at home watching it, and he went out and did it. And I think he's obviously very unique characteristics for him.
One of those sort of the good guy wins in the end, no matter what happens. He may not win the medals, but he's a winner anyway in this amazing setting of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, and like I said, they capture it pretty well in the fact that this Eddie Edwards, he was doing a sport that was dangerous. At any moment, really, he could have done kind of life-ending injuries or life-changing injuries, and but he kept at it. And look, the story of Eddie the Eagle is obviously a really big one there in the UK, and this film was a big hit over there. Probably didn't make much of a mark everywhere else around the world, but Australian audiences, I think, will keep kind of finding it to see Hugh Jackman do his thing. And look, if I was to compare it to a film, Tony, I would have to say it's a little bit of a Cool Runnings type adventure. Mm. Obviously, that same Winter Olympics setting, and it's got that same kind of underdog tale there, and the coach and everything like that. But, yeah, look, it'll leave you with a smile. I must say it wasn't particularly memorable, but for those that were around at the time for Eddie the Eagle when he was out in action, I think it'll be a nice kind of throwback to that time. And they do capture that 80s vibe pretty well with all the clothes and the music and everything like that that kind of took hold in the late 80s there.
What ages would enjoy it? Is it suitable for, and who would enjoy it?
Look, I would say Eddie the Eagle is a really good family film, actually. There's nothing nothing kind of language-wise or anything like that that would ruin a family night out. It's a pretty feel-good film for the whole family. I reckon once you get over the age of 10 there, I think everyone could find a bit of enjoyment from it. It's one of those ones you could throw on a Friday night or just a cold winter's night and really enjoy with the whole family. And again, it's good seeing Hugh Jackman. I think look, he's had some really big successes, Hugh, which is great, but he's also had some fails, so it's always good to see him get a role that's suitable to his talent. And I can't remember the last time I would have seen him do a kind of fun film like this. I think he did a really good job, and I think he obviously had a lot of fun doing it. From what I understand, he had quite an affiliation with Eddie the Eagle, actually, when he was a young boy. He got into the whole thing when he was a youngster and watched him compete and things like that, so I think Hugh obviously signed up for his own good, as well as knowing that the film would benefit from his presence.
Well, I agree with you. Every now and then it's good to just be able to pop on a film that you don't have to overtax your brain or think too much about. You sit, pretty much just sit there and enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the film's directed by a gentleman called Dexter Fletcher, who is a... if you looked him up, he's a bit of a recognisable face. He's an actor fore and foremost, but he's, in the last couple of years, done a couple of films, and I think he's really just tapped into that. Look, something that we all like as film watchers is, yeah, like you said, something to pop on a night where you can just sit back, enjoy it, and it'll be the perfect antidote, I think, if you've had a rough day at work or you've had a bit of a long week. Eddie the Eagle, I think, would be a really good bit of medicine for that.
All right, a couple of good recommendations from you. Eddie, do appreciate you reviewing them for us.
Oh, no problems at all, Tony. Happy to have a chat, and I hope the listeners enjoy the films.
That's Eddie Ivermee from jordanandeddie.wordpress.com. It's a film blog with a focus on Aussie films, but looks at films from all around the world, and the two films we've been talking about, The Jungle Book and Eddie the Eagle.